Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be looking at passages that get us through the Bible in a year. Deuteronomy 9:1 through chapter 10, verse 22. Psalm 41, 1 through 6. Proverbs 10, 15 through 17. Luke 7, 11 through 35. Today we're going to be talking about toward perfection. Toward perfection. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 is going to be our focal passage, which says, "What does the Lord your God ask of you except to fear the Lord your God?" The first thing God called Israel to do when he announced that they were be his special people and to live the way that he wanted them to live was to fear him. Loving him, serving him, and keeping his laws were of great importance. Of course, but the first thing God asked was that we were reverent and feared him. How does this relate to love of God? When thinking about it, and thinking about God, it is wise to see love and holiness as intertwined. Not to do so can sometimes lead to serious error. Many in today's church present the love of God as such a way that it is giving rise to saying, "God loves me as I am." The idea in many minds is, "God loves me as I am, and whether I go on from here or whether I stay the same, it makes no difference to his love for me." This is entirely true, but it is not the entire truth. Because God is love, he loves us as we are. But because he is holy and his love is holy, he loves us too much to let us stay where we are. Yes, we can be secure in the fact that God loves us just the way we are. But the holy love of God calls us to move even closer, ever closer to him. It cries out, "Be holy as I am holy." Error is truth out of balance. We need to rejoice in the fact that we are loved because of who we are and not for what we are. But we must see also that God's love is a holy love and thus will inevitably produce and prod us toward perfection. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help me keep these two things in balance, both your love and your holiness. Don't let the security that we feel as we rest in your love turn to smugness and complacency. Show us that through and though I have accepted and am accepted in the Beloved, that does not mean that you want me to not come any closer. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at 1 Samuel 6, 1 through 21, Revelations 15, verse 4, and keep these two questions in mind. What question did the men of Beth Shemesh ask? What truth is revealed to John in the Song of the Lamb? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.